908-720 WGN. Andrea Darlis with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau will be back with us in just a little bit. But first, we want to check in with our friend Michelle Boone. She's a Navy Pier's Chief Program and Civic Engagement Officer about an amazing new exhibit going into Navy Pier. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us. Tell us about the Beach Chicago.
The Beach Chicago. Oh, my goodness. Who would think that you could enjoy the beach in Chicago in January? But we plan to do just that at Navy Pier. It is an immersive public art installation, actually, of over 1 million translucent spheres that have been recycled and used and will fill the Aeon Grand Ballroom beginning January 19th through February 3rd. So just imagine a big giant ball pit all taking place in the historic ballroom at Navy Pier, and it's going to be fun for all ages and free.
That's the best part. It reminds me of when you were a kid and you would jump into the ball pit at either Showbiz Pizza or McDonald's. You know, that's kind of what it's like, only with more.
Only cooler, better.
That's
cleaner.
Right. Cleaner, exactly, yeah.
And, you know, as fun as it is, it really is an art exhibition installation. It's designed by a group of New York designers. The firm is called Snarkitecture. And they do these really large-scale installations around the world that are really designed to use art to encourage people to experience and see architecture in new and interesting and exciting ways. And so the setting of the historic Aeon Grand Ballroom was perfect for an installation like the beach. It's fun, it's whimsical, but it's also held in this really wonderful setting of the ballroom.
Now, how did Snarkitecture come up with this idea? This is really cool.
It is really cool. This installation has been really all over the world. We're getting it directly from Sydney, Australia, but they've also had it in Paris, in Bangkok, and Chicago will be the third U.S. city to present the beach. It was in Washington, D.C. and Tampa, and we're really excited to have a chance to bring it to Chicago because, as you know, I mean, with 26 miles of lakefront, beaches are really an important part of Chicago's culture, and so this is just another way for Chicagoans and visitors from all around to once again be able to engage with a beach in Chicago, but in January.
You know what? I cannot think of a better time because tomorrow the high is going to be 24, maybe 25 degrees, Michelle. So I think this is an absolutely perfect time to go to the beach.
And we're getting the entire pier engaged with this idea of a day at the beach at Navy Pier. So the restaurants will be having specialty items available for on the menu that have a beach-related theme. The Centennial Wheel will still be in operation, and those cabins are heated, so you can enjoy a ride around the Ferris wheel. But you'll get these great, beautiful views of Chicago skyline, of the lakefront outside on the Centennial Wheel, but then you can come inside and hang out at the beach in the Aeon Grand Ballroom.
Well, I love it. I love what's been happening at Navy Pier. I know you used to work for DCASE, the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. That's where we met. But you've been at Navy Pier for a couple of years now in a new role. It's part of the Centennial Vision Plan. So tell everybody a little bit about what you do. I think you have the coolest job in the world.
Yeah, you know, and I've had really cool jobs. I thought I had the coolest job in the world when I was a commissioner for the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, but now I know I have the coolest job in the world at Navy Pier. It's been really wonderful. The Centennial Vision, as you just mentioned, Navy Pier just recently celebrated its 100th anniversary. And in thinking about the next 100 years for Navy Pier, we really thought about how to connect the pier in a more intimate way with Chicagoans. How do we have Chicagoans to get reconnected to the pier? There's been a whole physical transformation of Navy Pier, and one of the ways that we're doing that, not just transforming the physical spaces, but also with the addition of free public programming, that we have over 200 programs that happen year-round, a number of really interactive, engaging public art installations that happen, and so now at Navy Pier, on our new stages, outdoor stages in Polk Brothers Park, you can experience a jazz music series or movies on the lake, dance, theater. You know, we did a showcase of youth performers last summer as a part of the city's Year of the Creative Youth. So we have just about everything. We have a DJ music series. There are people out there playing house music and creating a dance party on the South Dock. So I think Chicago has this really rich and unique history of presenting free public programs that, you know, we see happen in parks all over our neighborhoods, now happening on the Riverwalk. And we're really thrilled that that Navy Pier can also join the legion of cultural spaces providing free public programs for our citizens.
And it's true, Michelle. We, as residents of Chicago, hang out at Navy Pier. I remember when I discovered, or when I found that beer garden at the end of the pier. It, and I hesitate even saying a beer garden because it's so beautiful and there's such great music.
Know,
it's so much
best,
more than just
right?
a beer garden. It's the, I think, the best view in the city to sit and have a cocktail.
It's the best view in the city, free music. I mean, some of the best bands in Chicago are playing in the Miller Lite Beer Garden. And then if you stick around on Wednesday and Saturday nights, you get treated to the free fireworks.
Yep, absolutely. They, one of my favorite things again. Michelle, so tell everybody the Beach Chicago begins January 19th. It'll be in place until February 3rd, and it's
right.
free.
You can go to the website, www.navypier.org, for the full schedule. But we're really, really excited about it. It's fun, as I said, for all ages. Everyone, come on out, enjoy the beach in January, shake off your winter blues, and let's have some fun.
You bet. Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great night. That's Michelle Boone. I know we were getting a little bit of an echo, but as long as you heard Michelle, that was the most important thing. You know, you can hear me anytime, but as long as you heard Michelle. But again, it's the Beach Chicago at Navy Pier's Grand Ballroom for 2 weeks alone in January, January 19th through February 3rd. You can jump into a sea of more than a million antimicrobial plastic balls and imagine that you are at the beach. And of course, take advantage of all of the Navy Pier specials that all the restaurants are going to be having to do with summer and beaches and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So that's at Navy Pier coming up. More with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau as we continue counting down the top 10 scams of 2018 after this on 720 WGN.